Speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We wish to see Jesus. Some Greeks came and said this to the disciples of Jesus, to Philip and to Andrew, maybe because Philip had a Greek-sounding name, or maybe because they all were from the same place. Whatever reason, they came to these two disciples, making their request. And together, Philip and Andrew go and tell Jesus that some Greeks are there and said, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." I've always found these words to be so dramatic, astounding even, the way that they carry throughout the ages. These words that have been carved into pulpits all over the world, reminding preachers that the congregation sits there with these words hanging over their heads, "We wish to see Jesus." Even the first pulpit I was called to preach in had a little brass plaque right where my right hand naturally fell when I was standing in it. "We wish to see Jesus," given by Anna Mae McMurray. As a new priest, so many times I stepped into that space wondering what they wished to see or hear or experience in that small hillside church. Preaching to a group of bikers after a tragic motor vehicle accident took the life of a young rider, "We wish to see Jesus." Preaching to a young family at the baptism of their first daughter, "We wish to see Jesus." Preaching to a congregation of just 10 after the family matriarch had died, "We wish to see Jesus." Preaching to couples on their wedding days, children about to receive First Communion, 20-year-olds preparing for confirmation, children leaving for mission trips, youth going to summer camp, seniors off to college, members inducted into the Altar Guild, people diagnosed with cancer, people having lost their jobs. We wish to see Jesus. I wonder as well what those Greeks wanted that day. What was it in their lives that motivated them to come to the disciples and say, "We wish to see Jesus"? Healing? A touch of a cloak? A miracle like water into wine? A profound word or a life-changing teaching? Simply an encounter with the man of the hour, a celebrity? We wish to see Jesus. Whatever it was, it drew them first to Philip and Andrew, and Philip and Andrew to Jesus to make the request. But they are about to find out that seeing Jesus is more than a quick appointment with a magic physician or a signature on a glossy celebrity photo with a Sharpie marker. Seeing Jesus, as Jesus goes on to say, is about seeing Jesus lifted up, seeing Jesus in the glory of the cross. When my nephew was about 3 or 4, during Lent, he was taught in Sunday school about the crucifixion. And that day he was uncharacteristically quiet on the car ride home. His dad began to ask probing questions about Sunday school. No, no one was mean to him. Yes, he liked the games. Yes, he ate his snack. Yes, he remembered his offering. Finally, the truth came to light when he asked, "Dad, why would the church kill a baby?" That nearly brought the car to a screeching halt. The little boy went on to explain his understanding that this little baby, the one that they just sang "Happy Birthday, Jesus" to a couple months ago, the one that was just born in a stable at Christmas, this baby was killed. And this was beyond his understanding. Trying to help this youngster understand that this was a retelling of a story that took place over time somehow seemed to make things even more confusing. Sometimes I think perhaps we come to Jesus with a very similar understanding. We would like to see Jesus. We would like to see baby Jesus. We would like to see healing Jesus. We would like to see teaching Jesus. We are even okay with cleansing the temple Jesus. But Jesus on the cross, well, that's okay if we don't see. But we need to see. We need to see that Jesus, because it reveals not only the power of God, but the very brokenness of the world that we seek to upend. It could be that precisely there we see Jesus lifted up and overcoming the truth of our very broken world. It's in the horror of the cross, of the death and the waiting, that the world is revealed for what it is, and so is God. God is revealed as overcoming, lifted up, and there for all, the whole world. A world saying, we wish to see Jesus. And Jesus is there. Jesus is in the pain and the brokenness, the fractured relationships, the search for truth, the poison of injustice, the fear of the unknown. Jesus is there with the people standing in those places saying, we wish to see Jesus. Jesus is there in the open arms and the comfort of another, in the struggle for peace, in the healing, in the feeding the hungry, in the joy and in the glory. We wish to see Jesus. And our gospel today reminds us that to see Jesus, we must be prepared to follow where Jesus leads. Jesus leads to healing and to welcome, to comfort, and to a whole new kingdom. But first, Jesus leads to the cross, and we will follow. Amen.